All right, Tabosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we're beginning today with Parak Yod Zayin, which is Bedarchei Knias HaTara, literally the pathway to acquire the Midah of Tara. Remember, again, we established over the last couple of days that the Midah of Tara represents the Midah that in life, it's not just enough to do the right thing, but you also have to do the right thing for all the right reasons. So a person could, let's say, do an act of chesed, but if the act of chesed is what the Ramchal called shalo lishma, not for the right purpose, and shalo lishma can mean a variety of different things. Shalo lishma can mean that a person is just doing it for reward. Shalo lishma can mean that a person is doing it for covet. Shalo lishma can mean that a person just wants to go ahead and appear to be pious, and in fact they're not pious. So there's a whole different spectrum of shalo lishma. Tara means that not only do I do the right act, but I do, again, the right act for the right intentions, the right purpose. So now he writes over here in this parak, the shayla is how to acquire this midah. So writes the Ramcham, Hini hadarach lahasig hamidah hazos, kalhu l'mi shekvar ishtadl v'hisig hamidos hashinuyos adhina. So the Ramcham writes, the pathway to acquire this midah of Tara is very easy for someone who has tried or for someone who has attempted, made effort to already acquire all of the midos that we spoke about until now. Now remember again, Rabosai, it's important to remember that the Mesilas Yesharim is built on the statement of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer. And Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer was the one who said that this leads to this, and this leads to this. So Zerizos needs to lead to Zehiros, and Zehiros leads to Nikios, and Nikios leads to Ta, so on and so forth. So what Chal is saying is, if I'd been paying attention throughout this Sefer, and I'd been acquiring these Midos as we have been learning them, so then the ability to acquire the Midah of Tara is relatively uncomplicated because it's the logical next step in the Midah progression. Because when a person goes ahead and begins to think about the lowliness and the nothingness of earthly pleasure. Remember again, to be clear, Ramchal is not advocating that a person should become an ascetic. He's not advocating that a person should swear off all earthly pleasure. He's just saying look at it in context and look at it in moderation. But when a person realizes that the ikar of life is not physical pleasure, Gimas Bahem, V'lo Yachshavim Ela L'Ra'os U'L'Chasronos HaTeva HaChamri HaChoshuch V'Agas, then a person will begin to remember that, or begin to realize that we get ourselves into a lot of trouble because of this personal pleasure, right? We end up getting ourselves into an incredible amount of trouble, making our life all about the acquisition of physical pleasure. And once a person realizes that this is not the most important thing, a person will ultimately live differently. Al-Kain, therefore, the more a person realizes that the ikar of this world is not physical pleasure, yoser yihye nakya lo letar machshavos avalibo shalo yifnos ela yeser klal b'shumaisa min amaisim ela yihye b'maisim achamriyim ka'anos lo zulas. So I'll say, the more a person realizes that the ikar of life is not about physicality, so that'll make it easier for a person to go ahead and purify his thoughts and his heart, that when he does things, even mitzvos, even chasodim, even Talmud Torah, ultimately his actions will not be colored by his yetzer. V'amnam, page kuf samachtas, kimo shatara samach shaba chil kenuha l'shnei chalokim. I will say, even though when we spoke about earlier purity of thought, we divide it up into two different parts. Ha'echad b'ma'asim ha'gufanim, va'echad b'ma'asei ha'avodah. So remember again, Taras ha'machshav we spoke about in two different ways. There's Taras ha'machshav b'ma'asim ha'gufanim, that when you have to partake of the physical world, you do so in a way that is purely to be able to fuel your body, fuel your neshama, and be able to accomplish. And when it comes to avodas Hashem, we spoke about Taras ha'machshava, that a person should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the right purposes. Kina iyun hamitzarech kedei leknoso. The same is true in terms of the process of acquiring these traits. Yischalik lishnayim. It's divided up into two parts. What are the two parts? Kine l'tayr machshavto b'maasei gufniyuso. Haderech hu lahasmid histakluso apechisus ta'olam v'tanugav. Kimo shakasafti. Well, so listen to this. This is very important. So remember, there are two different types of tara that we're trying to acquire, two different types of purity of thought. purity of thought in our physical lives, purity of thought in our spiritual lives. Purity of thought in our physical lives means like this. We are physical beings. We live in a physical world. We have the license to enjoy physical things in this world. But we must do so for a higher purpose. So if a person enjoys something physical in this world, so if I'm going to take something or use something gashmi in this world, I'm allowed to. I could use it, I could enjoy it. I just have to answer one question. What higher purpose does this serve? That's the only, I mean, it's not an only, it's a big question, but what is the higher purpose that this serves? What is it that I'm accomplishing by enjoying this gashmi item? As long as I can answer that question, geig is undehet, as they say. Use it, take it, do whatever you want. Now, of course, the challenge becomes, if I can't answer that question, meaning if I can't demonstrate how it is that the usage of this physical thing somehow serves some type of higher spiritual purpose, that's when I have to rethink my usage. Excuse me. That's when I have to rethink my usage. But assuming that I could answer the question in the affirmative, that yes, I'm going to use this spiritual, this physical item, and it is going to serve the following purposes. I'll give you a simple thing. A person wants to engage in a form of recreation. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's the ball game, whether it's sitting down to watch a Disney movie. Whatever it is, so a person says, that's not a holy event. It depends. If a person says, look, you know what? I'm tired. I woke up every single day at 5 o'clock in the morning to come over and say, Shem and Dafyomi. So I'm tired. So a person needs to relax and recharge. So I'm going to relax. I'm going to recharge in order to be able to go ahead and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu more effectively. Then suddenly one endows that ball game with a sense of Kedusha. So again, it's all just a question of what your orientation is. So the Ramchal says, that's Taras HaMachshava. By physical things. They don't just do things because they're enjoyable or pleasurable. I do things because in some way, somehow, they serve a higher purpose. On the other hand, so how does one go ahead and purify one's thoughts when it comes to Avodas Hashem? Yarbe hisbonenuso al tarmis hakavut ukizavav the yargil atzmo livrach mimeno. As Yinake be Isavadoso Mipnos al Shavach Velatila Sharyalu bene Adam, Vitiya Machshavto Pone Biyichod El Adonel. So let's remember again, the danger when it comes to Avodas Hashem is that I'm going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu not for God. I'm not really serving God, but rather, again, sometimes people spend their lives serving themselves. That why am I going to do the mitzvot? Why am I going to learn the Torah? Why am I going to do the chesed? I want to be respected. I want to be looked up to. I want people to think highly of me. I want reward. So the Ramchal says, if a person begins to just think about the tarmis hakavod v'akazu, so we'll say literally, how detrimental kavod, honor, and praise can be, right? Rabbi say, kavod, as we know, is the greatest trap that people fall into. Because when things become about my kavod, suddenly again, people totally lose any kind of real perspective and just simply do whatever they can in order to bolster their own ego, bolster their own self-esteem. And of course, that's when people make the most terrible, detrimental mistakes in life. So if a person begins to think about the detrimental nature of kavod, and how, again, if life becomes about my kavod, I'm only going to compromise myself, then l'maisa, a person will have taras hamachshava by avodas Hashem as well. He goes on, hu asher tilasinu, hu v'hu kol tuvenu ushlemusinu v'efes ulaso, brother, a person has to direct their thoughts to understand that the reason I'm going to do the things that I want to do in life ultimately is because I want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the greatest accomplishment, just to be able to serve, not for my own kavod, not for my own self-aggrandizement or my own ego, but rather just for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say again, so these are the two forms of Tara that we are aspiring to, what he calls Tara, we'll call it, I guess, he calls it taras machshavto b'maase gufniyuso. So tara, again, in the realm of material actions, physical actions, where there, what tara means is enjoy the physical world, partake of the physical world, benefit from the physical world, but just be able to demonstrate how that enjoyment and how that pleasure somehow serves some higher purpose. And Tara, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, means that I do the things that I do in life, not for my own ego, not for my own covet, but ultimately for service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Min ha-masim ha-madrichim es ha-adam lavo lidei midazu. So I'll say, here's what's interesting. So now we've established what it is that I want to acquire. I want to acquire the two different forms of Tara. So now the Shaila is, how do I do it? Right? How ultimately, again, do I do it? How do I go ahead and acquire these particular midos? So the Gemara says, so there are two different ways in which I could accomplish this. So we'll say this is actually very interesting, hachana, preparing oneself to go ahead and do avoda and mitzvos. V'hainu shelo yikhanis b'kiyum ha-mitzvah b'pesa pit'om she'in da'ato adayin miyusheves alav v'yicholo lehisbonin b'mashu osa el yasmin atzmo l'davar v'yachin libo b'mitun ad she'yikhanis b'hisbonin uso. So also listen to this. Samcha writes over here something truly amazing. And what he writes over here is this idea that if you want to know how to acquire the Mida of Tara, so the way one acquires it ultimately is by contemplation and preparation. So this is actually very interesting. The Ramchal posits that part of the reason we get ourselves into the trouble in which we often find ourselves is because we don't really prepare for what it is that we're going to do. So this is amazing on multiple levels. But what Ramchal is saying over here is Hazmana ledivrei ha'avodah bar mitzvah. If you look, in the red edition at footnote number 17, he says Hazmana, he says Hachana, preparation. That a person should not just simply enter immediately and into a mitzvah, and his mind is not settled, and he's not really contemplating about what it is that he's doing. Rather, yazmin atzmo ledavar. He has to prepare himself for something. I will say, this idea of hazmona is something it's a little bit of a lost art. If you see this, by the way, it's interesting. So it's an interesting phenomenon. By the Hasidim, so if you notice again, there's like a hinini muchan umezuman for everything, right? Before in Hasidus is a concept that before you go ahead and you do any particular mitzvah, so you begin by saying, hinini muchan umezuman, behold, I am prepared to engage in this mitzvah, so and so and so and so. Okay, so you go ahead. Now, what's the idea behind that? The idea behind that is that a maisa ha-mitzvah can only be meaningful and impactful if at the end of the day, a person is prepared and a person understands what it is that they are trying to accomplish. To just do without forethought, to just do without thinking about ahead of time, is a person's going to lose. And I'll show you something very interesting, which is just fascinating. If you'll notice, so even if a person doesn't go ahead and say hinini muchan umezuman on a regular basis, it's interesting that there's one time of year where you see these hinini muchan umezumans everywhere. Where is that? The Seder, right? Isn't it interesting that at the Haggadahs, before each of the Dalet Kosos, there's the hinini muchan umezuman, right? Before the matzah and the mar, everything. So what's the pshat? I'm sorry? Sfira also, there's the Shem Yuchal, right? So what's interesting to note is the following. So I saw, it's actually a beautiful idea. So the Baal Shem Tov brings down on this. He says, that Pesach, which is the origin of our people, and ultimately, again, Pesach, which is really the foundation of our people, we try to ingrain within ourselves this notion that mitzvos require preparation. Mitzvos require preparation. I will say, now, you could go ahead and discharge your technical obligation even without preparation. You absolutely can. You absolutely can. But lemaisa, to get the full impact, requires preparation. So that's how you know. For example, I'll give you just a very simple thing, right? A person comes into shul. A person comes into shul. What's the chilik between a davening there a person comes 5 minutes early for davening versus when a person comes a half hour late for davening. So you can't compare it. You can't compare it for a simple reason. What happens when a person comes half hour late? And, you know, many times he was a half hour late. That's an incredible accomplishment. Baruch Hashem. I was only a half hour late. So what happens when a person walks in a half hour late to davening? So the truth is, your entire davening is catch-up. Your entire davening is catch-up. The entire time you're just trying to reach the Shliach Tzibor, there's no way you could have real kavana. There's no way you could have a real dialogical connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu because you're focused on simply catching up, as opposed to a person who arrives 5 minutes early at davening, and a person sits down, and a person puts on, whether it's the talis, whatever it is, Shabbos, weekday, and a person begins to contemplate, and a person begins to think, and a person is able to take a deep breath. When the Shliach Tzibor begins brachos, a person can say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, and Amen, and all these different things. It's a dramatically different experience. A person begins Shabbos, you know, again, so sometimes a person says, you know, making it within the 18 minutes is like, an incredible accomplishment. Okay, it's true. One is not the Mechal Shabbos. That is definitely an accomplishment. But a person begins Shabbos, you know, already racing against the clock. Or a person begins, I'm not saying you have to be a chatzos lady, but, you know, or a person begins Shabbos, again, by coming 5 minutes early to Kabbalah Shabbos, and whatever it is, 5 minutes before Mincha, you're seated and you're ready, whether you're saying Shir HaShirim or not saying Shir HaShirim, but you're ready for the experience. And Chas says, Eino Domeh, you can't compare it. Again, can you discharge your obligation even if you're always running late and even if you're always rush? Of course you can. Are you going to get the full measure of the experience? Absolutely not. So Ramchal sings, and we'll stop over here, but we'll pick up with this tomorrow because this is an incredible yisod. Ramchal is saying is that the secret to Tara, the secret to purity of thought, both in terms of our physical lives as well as in terms of our spiritual lives, is the ability to properly prepare for the sake of this. I'll give you just one more example of this. That's it. The halacha brings down the Matzah Yom Kippur. A Matzah Yom Kippur. What are you supposed to start doing right after you finish, right after you break your fast? Building the sukkah. Right? What's the pshat? So again, the simple pshat is because you want to begin the new year with a Maisa HaMitzvah. But you know, the Sfas HaMes brings down a beautiful yisod. He says that the sukkah is Tzela Dehemenusa. It is the shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's literally dwelling shoulder to shoulder with the Ribono Shel Olam. If you want that, not just if you want a kosher sukkah, but if you want to feel like you're literally dwelling shoulder to shoulder with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to prepare for that. If you think you could just walk into the sukkah on Sukkot night and make Kiddush and suddenly feel, I'm Tzela Dehemenusa, I'm the Shev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't work that way. You want to feel it? You want to feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You want to feel connected? You want to feel tight with the Ribono Shel Olam? Absolutely requires preparation, and requires preparation already a good number of days beforehand. So Ramchal says, I want to acquire the Midah of Tara, both in my physical life and my spiritual life. One simple answer: preparation. Before I engage in a physical act, I have to think about the act I'm engaging in and ask myself the questions that Ramchal told me to ask myself. What's the purpose of this act? Is it a necessary act? And what greater purpose does it serve? Before I engage in a mitzvah, I have to do a self-check. Why am I doing this? Am I doing it for the right reasons, for the right machshavas, for the right motivations? If yes, great. If not, I need to do some course-correcting activity even before the act itself starts. But we'll stop over here. Meretz Hashem will pick up here tomorrow.